So good morning. Thank you for welcoming us today to your church family. And I feel like a part of this church family. I asked my husband Richard this morning how long he's been attending this church off and on, and it's 30 years now. So I always feel like I'm coming home when I step in the doors here. So thank you for your welcoming. Many of you know that I run the Light Center, which is an alternative unity ministry south of town, about half an hour or so. And about 10 years ago now, I had this notion, this pulling inside of me, that I wanted to step into international service outreach. When I studied at Unity Village, I was told, no, we don't do that. We don't do missionary work in Unity. And I went, okay. And so years later, I'm starting to feel like, well, why not? Why aren't we showing up when Katrina hits, or this hits, or that hits, or this pandemic, or so on and so on? Why is it that we're not showing up? And so I thought about that a great deal, and I looked in my old, worn Webster's Dictionary. You probably all have one on your shelf somewhere. And it said under missionary, proselytizing in foreign countries, especially those considered to be heathen. Aha. So I got it. This is why Unity wants to separate itself from that notion. Yes. So I just decided, well, okay, I'm going to set about doing this work in a different way, and I'm going to create a new language that goes around it, and I'm going to create a different way of showing up in the world, wherever people are pulled, with a unity consciousness, bringing unity principles into the mix. And so I've been working at the grassroots level in South Africa for 10 years now, learning how to do that through some hard knocks at times, but with some incredibly awesome people helping me learn and grow through that experience. And now what I'm finding is that I'm not the only one in Unity who's feeling that pull. There are people everywhere now feeling the need for all of us to step forward in service in our world. We are on fire. We are so full of excitement about this work, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And when I talk with groups around Unity centers everywhere, I find that a lot of people share that fire, that passion of service. And so a miracle happened last summer. I was at the IYOU conference, and I ran into some old friends there, Martin and Kelly Dowman, who are longtime YOU sponsors. And Martin came forward to me and said, you know, I've just left my corporate position as an operations manager, and I want to get involved in service with something that speaks to my heart in the world. And I said, I got just the place for you. And so Spirit knew that what I needed in this time of expansion of this Love Light ministry in international service, that I needed someone with more of the skills that Martin has. I am a visionary kind of person, and I don't like working in the business skills area. I do what I have to do, but Martin has a tremendous ease with all of that, and so he's bringing us to a whole new level and a whole new place of expansion. So I'd ask you to join me in greeting and welcoming Martin Dowman, who's going to tell us about this exciting work.
Good morning. Well, one of the things that happened just recently was that the three of us, myself, Robin, and Kelly, got to get involved in the Unity Team Ministries, teams that are put together, and we got to be a part of spiritually inspired social actions. Spiritually inspired social actions. And realized that what we've been doing seemed to be sort of on our own. We're really stepping way out of the country into South Africa to tie our desires to serve over there, but there are spiritually inspired social actions that are all over the place. And so in getting to do so, what we found was that we got to connect in with many Unity churches, many ministries that are producing action on the ground locally as well as internationally. And all of a sudden, if any of you get a hold of The Path, which is the Unity newsletter that comes by email, I'm in there twice this month. It's like, uh-oh. But we're going to get to put together the video of all of Unity Church's spiritually inspired social actions and put together a video that will be done at the convention this summer. And so we're very excited about being able to connect with that. My purpose really here is to share a little bit more about what Love Light does. And Love Light is serving the kids of South Africa to rise above the circumstances of pandemics like HIV/AIDS and poverty in the post-apartheid era, to fund programs and provide volunteers to give these kids hope in a brighter future. This is really important stuff. It's tough over there to have such a radical change just 20 years ago of apartheid officially ending. But as you can imagine, there are some shifts that have happened in them trying to learn that. We've been trying to get over slavery for 150 years. They're 20 years away from having that kind of a change. And there's a lot of experiences that they are having to go through, which include HIV/AIDS, and also being able to go through poverty. There's a dramatic difference between the haves and the have-nots over there. And one of the things that that Love Light does is to try to take those that don't have so much and just get them over enough of a hurdle that they're producing for themselves. The idea behind this is that we're really after self-sustaining things that can be left behind. Well, we thought to ourselves, well, let's go over there and let's build stuff for them and let's go try whatever we can to connect in. And what we found out was they really just want us to show up. They just want us to show up. And we realized that once in a while, there's a little bit of material that we can supply for them to help build a ramp for somebody that needs to be able to get in and out of their house easily, or a greenhouse so that they can grow some vegetables, that they can have healthy food. A lot of times in this, what we found was that they really weren't wanting us to go and fix anything for them. We're over there to empower what are some amazing people that are on the ground there that really understand what's going on. And so in the process of doing that, this last year, we had some people that helped us put together a video sort of to give you an idea of what's going on there. And so what I'm going to do at this point is we'll fire up the projector here and do a little bit of sound connection and show you a little bit of a video. And it should give you at least an idea of what it is that we do. It's coming. It's coming.
I'm Robin Goff, and I'm the spiritual leader of the Light Center, which is what's called an alternative Unity ministry under the umbrella of Unity Worldwide Ministries. Love Light is the Light Center's outreach project, which has been going for about 10 years now. And originally was inspired by the AIDS orphan crisis in South Africa. Thousands and thousands and thousands, actually millions of children who have been orphaned by the pandemic. So there's a term they use there, which is orphaned and vulnerable children, meaning that while you may not be by definition an orphan, you may still have one parent who's alive, you are very vulnerable in that your living parent may also be very sick or be impaired by drugs or alcohol or some other forms of abuse, so that you're not safe in your home, you don't have adult supervision, And it's very typical in South Africa to have child-headed households. So the oldest child is raising all the rest of the children. And typically, it's the grandmothers who pick it all up and try to keep things going. So as a grandmother myself, I thought, you know, we got to form some kind of an alliance between people in America and, in many cases, grandmothers in America who have been caught by this idea. And we formed GoGo, and GoGo means granny in South Africa. And so we use that as an acronym for Grandmothers Organized in Global Oneness. Every one of the kids that you talk to has a dream. They want to be something. They want to be a lawyer. They want to be a news broadcaster. They want to do something big, big dreams. And that involves getting some education beyond high school. So we've created this fund, and we're helping kids with book fees, with transport fees to be able to get enrolled in school and to get to school, maybe a computer, whatever it is that they need to actually make upper-level education possible. We've been doing what we call a children's sanctuary, meaning the grannies provide whatever is needed for children that they identify in the community who are at risk. They know which children are not being fed, which children are not going to school, which children are in some kind of an abusive situation. And they make sure those kids know there's a safe home here where you can come and have a granny to hold you, to talk to get some porridge, to have what you need to be able to go to school. We're taking the children's sanctuary idea and expanding it into what we are calling the Empowerment Center. So we have a number of computers that are being contributed that we'll carry over there, and we're going to set up like a little internet center so that the youth can have a place where they can work on computers for learning, but also for homework. To see what life is like really for people in Africa, to see the enormity of the heartache, the beauty, the potential that lies at every one of these kids that we're with, that is hard to put into words sometimes, but it's radiantly beautiful when you look at it.
Isn't that powerful? It's amazing to see how that works. In our experience over there, we really do a lot of work in a small town called Rafir Sonder End, which is river without end in English. It's a very small farming community. The unemployment is about 60%. The number of people with AIDS in that community is 1 in 5. It's about the highest in the Western Cape. South Africa actually has the largest number of HIV/AIDS in the world. And so part of the point behind this for us is working with the children. And I was watching Twitter and got a hold of a Twitter feed from Bill Gates, who turned 50. And I was like, oh my gosh, another week I turn 50. I'm the same age as him. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are working on AIDS, and they're working on it from the top down, trying to create vaccines and to take care of eradicating it completely. And it dawned on me, we're working bottom up. We go straight to the kids. We empower them, and we give them the strength to say, I'm worth not sleeping around with people. I'm worth protecting myself. There are giant walls that are painted up with, you know, wear a condom and get yourself checked. It's right across from the clinic. Everyone knows that it's there. But this community, with 60% unemployment, doesn't have a lot of hope. And so one of our jobs there is to try and connect with these kids, give them some empowerment, let them know that they're worthy of this, and then be able to have them have enough small financial support to be able to go on and get higher education, to go and get good jobs that then they can bring back to the community and help their family, help the whole community. In a little bit, we'll do a little bit of a video that shows you some of these kids talking to you directly. But one of the big things that we do is a camp. Much like a YOU Youth of Unity rally, which is a weekend-long event, we actually do it there in this river valley with this gorgeous mountains next to us. And I'm going to let Kelly come up here and tell a little bit about what we do with this camp.
Good morning. My name is Kelly Dowman, and I want to talk to you about the camp. It was mentioned earlier that Martin and I are YOU sponsors, and so when I found out that this camp was happening, I was like, well, I know how to do that. So has the YOU here ever done an adult rally? Have you all ever been? Yeah, okay. Okay, so some of these activities that we did may sound familiar to you. They may be things that you did. But when we go to a YOU rally here in the States, the kids are wide open. They know that we are there to, you know, protect them and to be with them. They know that they are safe. They know that they will be fed. So they walk in and they are just, you know, on fire and ready to go. We started this camp, and it was a little different because the kids wouldn't meet our eyes. Their eyes were darting around here and there and everywhere. And we realized, yeah, they don't really know that, you know, that this is safe yet. So we have to show them. And, you know, I think the kids were nervous. I know I was nervous. But we just jumped in, and we started doing joy songs, and you guys have done joy songs, I'm sure. And you know, these are silly songs. They don't mean a whole lot sometimes, but they're goofy, and you're waving your arms around, and you're kicking your legs around, and all of a sudden we start seeing these kids start to smile. And I don't know if they're smiling because we look silly, or if they're smiling because they're having fun, but that's okay, they're smiling. So then we start breaking up into small family groups, and we start talking about the kids with what are their dreams? What do they want to do? And part of the activities is we've got the kids asking each other, so what if your dream came true? You know, and visioning that with them. And that's not something that happens a lot, I think. I think there's a lot of, but there's so much unemployment. There's no money to go to school. There's no, you know, and we're saying, what if that could happen? So, you know, so we're doing other activities. We're doing trust falls, which is, if you haven't done this, everybody lines up in two lines and they have their arms out and you fall backwards into their arms. And they did it. They did this, and we were like, and you know, by the end of this camp, these kids are looking us in the eyes. We're doing dances of universal peace, which is basically we get in a great big circle and we pair up. You guys may have done this with your YOU. We pair up and we look at each other in the eye and we sing to each other. You are so beautiful. You are so wonderful. My heart is open wide to let you in. You are so beautiful. You are so wonderful. And I do love you as you are, my friend. And they're looking us in the eye. And you know, in Unity, we talk about where is God. And some people will say God is out there somewhere, you know. And we talk about, no, God is within. There's another place that God is. God is when you look in the eyes of someone else and you connect at a soul level. We're very good in Unity at connecting with our soul and our inner spirit. But there is a transformational thing that happens when we connect with another. And we can make such a difference. This camp made such a difference in my life. I think it made a difference in the kids' lives. And we're going to actually, there's an interview now with technical difficulties, or not difficulties. We'll vision that better. Yes.
Eric Matone. My favorite part of the game was the joy songs and when you did family groups, when you did like trust falls to build trust amongst members of the group. I see a lot of changes in my friends. They've built like a lot more leadership skills while they were at camp. I never thought that they could have those skills. I never thought that I would be able to talk in front of people, become an accountant. I also want to help children in my community, to help them to build leadership skills, stay involved with the camps.
It led me to be a leader, have faith in my friends, and trust in, build my trust up. Getting to know the friends, I know them, but I didn't know them that well. So I know what they like and stuff. And we played soccer. Ultimate Frisbee. I enjoy that very much.
My full name is Emir Tere, but I'm 14 years old.
What was your favorite part of camp?
The fire, making that marshmallows with the chocolate and cookies.
The s'mores. S'mores.
S'mores, yeah. It was pretty good, the taste. Learn about trust other people. My favorite version was we are opening up in Switzerland.
Hi, my name is Nekamba. I live in South Africa.
I love Netherlands.
We respect each other, to listen to each other, to enjoy each other's dreams, and to respect each other's dreams. And I love you. I appreciate you. I give you all my blessings from God. Let God bless you, Tevin.
There's a change in kids. The kids that was on the camp last, I see the change in them before and afterwards. Some of them is really like, don't want to speak. And now, and when they see me, they say, Adelina, how are you? You know, there is some change in them. So you make a difference. You really make a difference in the kids' lives.
Last picture that you saw was me falling into that group. I pulled out the camera and shot it over my shoulder. They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. And so to close this, I think I'm going to turn this over to you.
Thank you. I get tearful because I miss my South African family. I love these kids. So I wanted to share in closing a little poem that I wrote on our last trip, and it's called Cross Transformation, which is really what this is about to me. It's a co-creative process that we have entered into. For a brief time, I thought I could do something to help. Me, who's never lived in poverty, never had to watch my children go hungry. I wanted to give you everything I had, as if that could fill the void. wanted to find answers to the complex stories I witnessed, to ease the heartache of a million losses all around. Little did I know that you would give me more than I could ever cram into the biggest suitcase. Little did I know that my life would be changed forever by your inspiration. You have the resilience that I need to learn now as the world changes so rapidly. You have the ingenuity to create solutions I could never imagine. And through it all, to have joy in laughter, song, and dance. Now I only know that I have no answers and helping doesn't help. Instead, we both come together to serve something greater. We bring each other a bond of deep friendship and trust. The spirit that is in all of us is able to work through all of us. I apologize for all of us who have come running to rescue, fix, and save you, when in fact we are the ones who can be served by your amazing love. I grow in hope when I witness your boundless spirit of generosity and your gracious support of my clumsiness as I learn. Together, we can create something greater than either can do alone. We are transformed by the fire ignited in the crucible born of our compassion for each one of us as we bring our own unique spark to the universal flame. And so our message to you this morning is, yes, we know there's a lot of stuff going on out there in the world. There's lots of challenges that we're seeing every day. So please know that there is lots of hope and excitement and energy that comes through the transformational process of serving each other. Now, some of you will feel pulled to jump on that long airplane ride and come halfway around the world with us. Some of you will feel pulled halfway across Lawrence. Wherever spirit is pulling you, step in to service in any way that you can, where you are, whatever you have to give. Because that is where the excitement is happening. That is where you find the hope to keep going through it all. And that's where you will find your life is being transformed. So thank you so much for spending this time with us this morning. Namaste.